It's 10:30. This is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Melanie Schwill. It's 10 degrees outside our East York studios and sunny out, but later in the day we'll be prepared for thunder showers. Now here's what's new in the news today. With only 5 more days till the election, according to CP24's polls, the NDP have become second and passed the Liberals with 27.8%. The Liberals have only 22.9%, and the Conservatives still have the lead in the polls with 37.8%. OPG is looking to store its nuclear waste in underground vaults. The vaults will be near Kincardine. According to CP24, they are hoping that the federal government will approve their request. Now here's the latest in sports. The Vancouver Canucks won last night's game 2-1 against the Chicago Blackhawks. The winning goal was scored by Alexis Burrows during the 5th minute of overtime. This was the Canucks' 7th game for the NHL playoffs. This also gave the Canucks fans everywhere hope that they still have a chance of winning the cup. Another team that won last night's game, the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays had a 10-3 win against the Texas Rangers in Arlington, Texas. Adam Lind got 2 home runs along with 5 other runs. Also in local news, over 3,000 people filled up Kerr Street in Oakville, Ontario to watch the annual 3-on-3 road hockey tournament. The event attracts teams from across the province, some as far as Sudbury. As Observer Nicholas Pescott reports, the day-long event is for a good cause.
Teams from across Ontario battled it out for a great cause at the 6th annual 3-on-3 road hockey tournament. The event raises money for the Kerr Street Ministries and Home Sweet Home, 2 local organizations that give back to the community. Event organizer Richard Messer spoke passionately about the tournament.
This is good, outdoor, clean, fresh Canadian fun that any community would love to have. And as far as I'm concerned, this is a passionate event for me and I will never stop doing it.
Messer's involvement with the event has helped it grow from a small parking lot game into a massive street hockey tournament that has attracted over 40 teams. Messer hopes to see the tournament become a 3-day event. Oakville player Peter Kuchta is playing in the event for the first time. He says it's for a good cause and it's fun.
It's for a good cause and it's a good day out. You know, it's good weather, so it's good.
The event is expected to attract even more people next year. I'm Nicholas Pescott for Toronto Observer Radio News.
And now for entertainment. CBS News anchor Katie Couric announced she's leaving the CBS newscast. According to CP24, Couric says she doesn't know what she wants to do next, but wants something more multidimensional. She was the first woman to anchor the evening newscast by herself. Couric has been the anchor for less than 5 years now, with her contract at CBS ending on June 4th. In more local news, the TTC will soon turn into pieces of art. According to CP24, photographs will be shown on screens throughout each station platform. This is part of the annual Contact Photography Festival and runs from May 1st till 31st. Protesters will be strutting and marching in downtown Toronto on April 3rd at 1 p.m. The event, the Slut Walk. Its purpose, to fight against the myths surrounding women and stereotypes. Co-founder of Slut Walk, Sonia Burnett, says that the comment isn't acceptable and that police officers should educate the community on the myths of sexual assault.
We want to open up a conversation with our police services to let them know that having their officers sling epithets like that just isn't going to fly. That they need to not only work on education, re-educating themselves, but they need to work on outreach with the public community, with the public, to let them know the same thing.
This event comes after an incident in which a police officer made a controversial statement. At York University, he told a group of law students that women could avoid a sexual assault but not dressing like sluts. Both men and women are marching to police headquarters demanding to know all police officers are trained on sexual assault. That's all for the news today. Thank you for listening. I'm Melanie Schwill, and this is Observer Radio News.